Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Victoire sets up on stage or here in the studio like any other rock band. Plug in your instruments and the amps, test playback on any taped parts you may have loaded onto your iPod, the usual stuff. But Victoire is not a rock band. It's a chamber music ensemble, sort of, led by composer Missy Mazzoli. Her all-female electroacoustic group plays music that combines instrumental rock and contemporary composition with an almost romantic sensibility. And as executive director of the annual MADA Festival here in New York, Mazzoli is also a central figure in getting exposure for even younger composers. She and Victoire are here, they're all plugged in and ready to go, and they're going to start us off with a piece called A Door in the Dark. That's music composed by Missy Mazzoli and played live in our studio by the band Victoire. It's called A Door in the Dark. And Victoire is a quintet. Missy Mazzoli and Lorna Creer both playing electric keyboards, Olivia DiPrato playing the violin, Eileen Mack the clarinet, and Eleanor Oppenheim playing the double bass. Live here in our soundcheck studio, Missy, welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
So there's this kind of collision of the rock world, you know, amplified. You're all sitting here with headphones on the way a rock band would here in the studio, and yet playing, you know, composed music. Did you grow up with both the classical and rock traditions?
I did. I mean, this music is the most natural thing in the world for me to write, even though it's very hard to describe in words. I mean, I grew up playing piano. I knew that I wanted to be a composer from a very young age, but didn't see any kind of conflict in also playing in punk bands and in high school, very bad punk bands, and playing percussion and keyboards in orchestras and then playing piano recitals. And I didn't see any kind of conflict in kind of doing everything at once. So this is kind of a natural outpouring of that.
As it is for a lot of composers now in their late 20s, early 30s, but you're not the first generation to have grown up with both, but you seem to be the first generation to be making this kind of music. Why is that happening?
I don't know. I think that we have great role models. I think that, you know, we can look at Philip Glass, we can look at Meredith Monk, we can look at everyone in the Bang in a Can collective, and they have provided a great model for us to kind of base our careers on. I mean, they're having their own ensembles from really early on.
Now, how important is that? Because I remember Steve Reich like 30 years ago talking about how when people like Philip Glass and Steve and Terry Riley, when they started playing their own music, that was like really important to developing the sound. Mm-hmm. Does it make a big difference when you are not just the composer, but you're also in the pit, you know, in mm-hmm. the trenches there with the other musicians?
Sure. I mean, for me, it's very, very important. I have to be playing my own music. It's not important for every composer, but for me, I just think it's a medium that people understand. I mean, you tell people that you're a composer and they don't know what you're talking about, but if you tell people, oh, I have this group that I play with, then that gives them a way into the music. And if they see the person who wrote the music up there on the stage playing, it just gives them a more immediate connection to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of the pieces, including the one you're going to play for us next, include kind of sounds of the real world. They draw their inspiration from real people, real moments, real clips of sound. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about this piece the American Composers Orchestra is doing on Friday called These Worlds in Us. That's based mm-hmm. on your dad's real-life experience as a
yes.
soldier in Vietnam.
Yes.
How did these pieces start for you?
Well, I mean, every piece is different. These Worlds in Us really started with just kind of an emotional impression that I wanted to convey. And I was struck by the fact that my father, you know, who I obviously have known my whole life, could have grown up with this relatively normal life in the suburbs, but also have had this kind of, this very almost traumatic past in Vietnam, and how he was able to carry both of those things around with him, like both of those worlds were both in him. And that it was just inspiring, and it's hard to describe, but I think that the piece kind of does reflect that. It kind of has all emotions at once. And you get kind of, there are moments that are very uplifting and moments that are very kind of disturbing and unsettling. And sometimes they're the same music, or sometimes mm-hmm. they're side by side. And that's what... That's what I wanted to convey through the orchestra.
Now, you just said a moment ago how important it is for you to play your own music. Obviously, mm-hmm. when the ACO, when the American Composers Orchestra plays your music, that's a different thing. Is that unsettling mm-hmm. for you to have a whole bunch of other people playing your music and you're not one of them?
It's nerve-wracking, but I also love the orchestra. I just think that, it's amazing to be able to create that much sound and to be able to create something that loud. I mean, there's just something kind of primally satisfying about doing that.
I think our first guest, George Prochnick, would have understood that. You know, we spent the first half of the show talking about extremes of noise and silence, and so you like that ability to get noisy. How about the
sure.
other end? Silence.
I'm not very good at silence. I'm not very good at quiet pieces. I'm not very good at slow pieces, but, you know, someday.
All right. Just before we leave the whole idea of, you know, the real world sort of coming into your compositions, the reality of classical music has been largely male-dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Is that changing? Are you making a statement with an all-female band here?
You know, I mean, this band started as kind of a happy accident. I created it based on these particular people. I mean, these players have been with me from the beginning, and I knew that I wanted to work with them. And it was kind of a just an accident. They all happened to be women. But you know, as we started playing, I realized what an amazing, rare thing it is. And I never make music with just women. And I think it really does change the dynamic of our group. And I think that it's great if we can be an example to younger female composers out there, because I do think that while things are changing, there aren't enough role models for young female composers. There aren't enough female composers in universities or on recordings or being performed by orchestras. And if we can be an example of many, you know, that are coming up, then that's a great thing for us.
We're speaking with Missy Mazzoli. Her band Victoire is here in our studio. They're playing at Le Poisson Rouge on Wednesday night, but playing for us here in our studio today. You want to do another piece for us?
Sure.
And this one has some, the iPod will be called into.
The iPod, yes.
So there's a little reality coming in here. What's on the, mm-hmm. What's the pre-recorded thing?
The pre-recorded track is sort of a drum beat, but it's a drum beat that I've created from found sounds. All the sounds are, there's a washing machine and hedge clippers and a bunch of vocal samples. So
cool.
That's, yeah.
All right. The piece is called Cathedral City, written by Missy Mazzoli, a live performance here in our studio by Victoire. Thank you. That is the band Victoire, performing a piece called Cathedral City, written by keyboardist Missy Mazzoli, live here in our Soundcheck studio. And again, the band is performing Wednesday night at Le Poisson Rouge at 7:30. And then on Friday, the American Composers Orchestra will play Missy Mazzoli's piece These Worlds in Us in their concert at Zenkel Hall. And then Missy, the MADA Festival starts in 2 weeks. You're the executive director of that. Do you feel kind of responsibility to an even younger generation of composers?
I do. I mean, I participated in the MADA Festival in 2007 before I became executive director. It had such a huge impact on me, just having a great performance by a professional ensemble.
It really gives emerging composers their first public exposure here in New York.
Exactly. I mean, many composers from abroad who are performing for the first time in New York, and composers, you know, having their first professional opportunity too.
So the MADA Festival kicking off here in New York in 2 weeks' time. So it's a busy time for Missy Mazzoli and the band Victoire. Thanks for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is Soundcheck, and that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, join us for a special live broadcast from WNYC's Green Space. Tune in for performances from the Chilean rapper Ana Tijoux and the local soul and funk ensemble Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Don't miss it tomorrow at 2. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Julia Forlan and Martin Silko. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us, and join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck.